prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, 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 welcome to a much-awaited episode, a special episode of Superhuman Radio, a one-and-a-half-hour episode dedicated to an investigative process. I have to say that my guest today, in just a moment, I will have him on with us, is Dr. Scott Connolly. Many of you know him as the founder of Metrex, also the founder of the product behind the Progenix SRG line. I have never had a guest compile, organize, and deliver to me the litany of information that Dr. Connolly has sent to me in preparation for this interview. I am not kidding when I say that he sent me three large three-ring binders, collated and organized chronologically with supporting information that anyone who looks at this will come away understanding the steps that were taken in defrauding Dr. Connolly. And it's very, very comprehensive and very convincing. And everything that we're going to be talking about today, I hold the documents in my possession, that supports what we're talking about today. So this, none of this is, hearsay and schoolyard chatter. This is all supported by letters from other individuals and so on and so forth. And we're going to get right to the subject right away. How you doing, Dr. Connolly?
Good. How are you, Carl?
Very good. Very good. Waiting for this interview all week long. Okay. So. The first thing that I think, just to kind of give a little back history for people who are listening to this for the very, very first time, explain what Progenix was and why you worked so hard for probably the culmination of 30 years of work had gone into this product.
Well, very, very briefly, Carl, Progenix in its origin in the United States as a commercial enterprise was a result of an agreement formed between myself and an Australian company called Murray Goulburn Nutritionals. I had interfaced with Murray Goulburn in early 2002 for a project that involved actually many entities in Australia, universities, government agencies, private research groups, and manufacturing concerns that were all focused on elaborating new methodologies for production and subsequent research authentication of what I call dairy bioactives, or constituents, derivatives of particularly whey proteins that have demonstrable biological activity. And it was my very great privilege to be introduced to this group by the former chairman of Murray Goulburn, Wayne Sanderson, who had become acquainted with me through an affiliation on a vendor relationship basis in the latter stages of the Metrex business.
Right.
Wayne shared with me a feeling that there was true merit to organizing and resourcing materials, personnel, and money to look more closely at what I, you know, described to him as a remarkable characteristic of certain fractions of whey protein that, when it, given to intact animals or observed, you know, at a more molecular level in cell culture, demonstrated incredible ability to modulate the growth, repair, and differentiation of animal cells and tissues. He had been working, unbeknownst to me at the time, with a consortium in Australia that included a concern that at that time was known as GrowPEP, which later became TGR Biosciences, which was essentially a specialty molecular biology group that was focused in the area of the nuances of cell culture media, various growth media that were special and with respect to their effects on different tissue types. And they, because they were in the cell culture business, were always looking for alternate ways to propagate the growth of cells. At the time, the standard for that, the gold standard, was a 10% solution of fetal calf serum, which exhibited what we call profound mitogenic activity. And that simply refers to the fact that when you expose living cells to mitogens, they proliferate. There's
right.
a signal that's obviously sent to the nucleus, and the nucleus then starts to reproduce daughter cells. So in essence, the problem with 10% fetal calf serum is simply that its limited resource is, you know, from cows. And cows, there's a finite number of cows in the world.
Right.
And in essence, you know, there's a supply limitation. It's very expensive because of that supply limitation. And because it's living material, it's subject to the usual and customary, you know, concern that it might be contaminated with bacterial organisms. So there was always, you know, an ever-present search for something to replace 10% fetal calf serum as a viable growth media culture and basically whey proteins, because of the historical, you know, information that whey proteins exhibit bioactivity, and where that was first discovered was in Europe, where cheese manufacture was a very robust industry. Whey protein was actually a waste product of cheese manufacture.
Right.
And early manufacturing concerns actually disposed of it by dumping it in the nearest river. The river soon became polluted and the fish began dying because of the robust oxygen consumption that was promoted by the addition of the whey.
Hmm.
Hence, it became, you know, pretty clear that there was something in whey that actually promoted, you know, cell activity and thus the increase in oxygen consumption. And that became more and more definitive. In late 1995, a group in Australia led by a guy named Dr. Francis discovered a methodology to isolate in a very precise way a very small but definitively defined fraction in whey that, when added to cell culture, could perform at or slightly above the level of 10% fetal calf serum. Now, I had been aware of that literature because I had been pursuing a parallel course as opposed to cell culture enrichment. I was looking at its ability to enhance the growth and repair of actual living tissues.
Right. Because, and that's been a mission of yours since Metrex. I mean, people need to understand that Metrex, while it dots the landscape in most grocery stores and stuff in the way of protein bars and drinks, started as a result of your desire to help burn victims, correct?
Yes, Metrex actually published a study that was done by Dr. Demling of Harvard University and Brigham and Women's Hospital, where they looked at the efficacy of the reestablishment of dissipated muscle mass in an acute burn. Now, a burn is a very catastrophic injury. It's probably the most catastrophic injury a human can sustain and still remain alive.
Right.
One of the characteristics is that in the acute phase of a burn injury, a person can literally lose 1 to 2 pounds of lean body mass per day.
Yeah,
per
that's
day.
Dramatic.
If you lose more than 35% of your pre-existing lean body mass, for whatever reason, critical illness, accident, trauma, surgery, whatever, your all-cause mortality or your chance of succumbing to that process is in excess of 90%.
Yeah.
So this loss of lean body mass in a burn patient is a critical variable for recovery. That variable, the restoration of lean body mass, was studied in a large group of burn patients who had over 65% body surface area burns over an extended 2-year period, which included not only their acute hospitalization phase, but their follow-up outpatient satellite rehabilitation. And what was discovered was essentially two important demonstrations. One is that the recovery time, as judged by days in hospital and hence by direct extension, absolute dollars expended on the cost of care, was reduced by over a third.
Right.
At the same time, their exit from the satellite facility, which is defined by a functional index measurement that takes common tasks. Can you walk up the stairs by yourself? If the house catches on fire, can you call the fire department? Can you get out the front door without assistance? On those measures, and those have been institutionalized, and they really determine discharge criteria for a burn patient. Now, that FIM score, despite the fact that the patients were getting out 33% sooner than the usual and customary patient, their FIM scores were over 27% higher. What that basically means is translated into real world that they were able to participate more meaningfully in their physical rehabilitation, which basically drills down to their musculoskeletal functionality was significantly enhanced, resulting in their exit, you know, and their improved performance on this FIM measurement, as a result of consuming two packets of the metrics a day.
Right.
Now, that's an unprecedented demonstration because there is no pharmacologic or surgical modality in that particular set of, you know, predicaments, burn patients, or any other serious
trauma catabolic thing that's
been demonstrated, that a nutritional adjuvant could bring about an event or a sequence of events that had not been demonstrated by any existing surgical or pharmacologic modality.
The reason I wanted you to explain metrics, and because I know that you've told me that this Progenics was going to be your legacy, but I think a lot of people misunderstand why it was going to be your legacy. I think a lot of people are looking at the Progenics product from the standpoint of a sports nutritional supplement. What they fail to realize, or what they may not be aware of, which I learned after we started talking about this interview, was that as a legacy, Progenics had the potential to be a billion-dollar industry in the mainstream medical arena. And this is why a lot of people are asking, well, why is Dr. Connolly so upset about this? You know, he lost $1 million. Okay, you know, chalk it up and move on. What people don't realize is that this and I want to set the stage. So when we start talking about the fraud that took place, I want people to understand the gravity of the loss here. Explain what you had hoped to do with the Progenics product in the mainstream medical industry, and that you already were getting bites from as a result.
Well, the gravity of the loss obtains not only to me as an individual million-dollar investor, but there's some other investors out there that have lost money as well. But the greater loss is to the practice of medicine. The healing properties of these compounds are truly and absolutely remarkable. And in fact, you know, one of my colleagues who's become a close friend, a guy by the name of Dr. William Seeds, was actually instrumental in formatting and actually setting up a meeting that I had with the CEO of a major worldwide leader in medical appliances, specifically orthopedic appliances, metal joint implants, to be specific. One of the aspects of the go-forward, you know, plan was indeed to entrain this company with the solicitation that obviously a company that sells metal implants on a global scale has concerns about competitors. There's more than one company that does that.
Right.
The key issue for the success of a company that does this, that manufactures these devices, is simply put, how well do these metal objects, which are foreign bodies and recognized as such by the human body, how well, how effectively do they incorporate with the native tissue around them once they are put in place during surgery? In other words, if a metal implant in a hip can't secure itself in the hip socket and actually attach to the surrounding ligaments, et cetera, then as soon as any significant force is placed on that joint, it could dislodge.
Right.
So in essence, this is called enhancement of the graft. How well can a product, a technique, a surgical procedure, how can that add to the chance that the engraftment and the attachment to surrounding tissues will be sustained for a longer period of time? If you wanted to drill down on what is the competitive pivot point for such a company, that's it. Additive enhancement of metallic implants is the million-dollar play. In this case, a billion-dollar play
right.
with a company of this scale. So,
you know
there
what?
Is already
Dr. Connolly, Dr. Connolly, hold it right there for a second, Dr. Connolly. We have to take a quick commercial break. You've established the importance of what sets the prosthetic competitors apart, and that is the ability for the prosthesis to become adapted to the body. Now, just hold that thought. We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to explain why the Progenics product was going to be a billion-dollar industry inside the mainstream medical industry. And we're not talking about protein powder here for bodybuilders. All right? So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Scott Connolly. And the show today is called Protein Gate. We'll be right back. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at SNIGlobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack, loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery. Go to SNIGlobal.com today. SNI Global. Train like a machine.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Just want to remind everybody that Need to Build Muscle is running a special sale. If you use the coupon code AM25, you'll get an additional 25% off of the products plus free shipping. Check it out. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.net. My guest today is Dr. Scott Connolly. We're talking about ProteinGate, the Progenics issue. And as we were going into the break, we were establishing that Progenics was slated to be something much grander, much larger than any of us in the fitness community could have ever imagined. Okay, so explain how Progenics made a company in the prosthesis industry more competitive.
Well, the segue into the whey protein science area from that particular issue, additive enhancement of a metallic joint implant, is simply this. There is existing a robust business in the pharmacologic sector that basically pivots around the development of what are called bone morphogenetic proteins, or BMPs for short. Currently, there are two such BMPs approved by the FDA for intraoperative, that is, placed at the time of surgery, a substance on the actual joint capsule, which supposedly will actually increase the tissue incorporation. What are BMPs? BMPs are members of what is called the transforming growth factor superfamily of transcription factors that essentially turn on various gene products to organize and completely revitalize a tissue injury site. And they do this in stages. There are about 23 identified TGFs in the world today. So basically, the the basis of conceptual impetus to use growth factors with metallic implants is simply this. If you put growth factors on top of a tissue that is in the process of naturally remodeling in response to the implantation surgically of a metallic joint, then you could potentially enhance or amplify the tissue response such that you would get an additive component of integration. That was the conceptual basis. Let's use growth factors to try and speed this process up and augment the process. Well, in fact, not one, not two, but all of the TGF growth factors, TGF-beta growth factors, are present in this derivative product of whey.
Wow.
And we have demonstrated unequivocally that they are available to the tissues when administered orally. So the concept was, and this has already been demonstrated in the scientific literature, somebody got the bright idea, well, let's see, if you use one growth factor and you get result X, what if you used a combination of growth factors and observed the result? Perhaps you would get, you know, 2X.
Right.
Well, that's actually been done in primates and a couple of other species where they've combined not just one BMP, but two. And lo and behold, when you do that, you get an enhanced effect. My proposition to this company was, here is a substance regulated as GRAS by the FDA, is consumed orally, can be bought over the counter as a nutritional supplement, which has not two, but all of the TGF-beta species, which have been shown in experimental research to impact this process of osteogenesis. So in essence, my proposal was, let's partner, us meaning Progenix and this company, let's partner to establish vis-a-vis a legitimate animal model, most common one being used, a canine model, where you can actually measure the metrics of enhancement by very definitive and objective means, so you don't have an ambiguous result. You have a hard result that can be reproduced and confirmed by independent researchers. Let's compare the pharmacologic substance with my natural nutritional supplement,
right,
and see which produces the better additive enhancement. That deal was in place, was about to be memorialized in writing when this thing blew up.
Okay. So now let's, now what we've established here is that the amount of money that we're talking about here is really, with a B, billions. And this is much bigger than the bodybuilding community understands. And that's why I think people aren't getting their hands around this. So let's talk about this. Adam Stewart Zuckerman, although you didn't know him at the time, how did you come to know him?
Well, I came to know him through a professional contact. You may be aware of an individual by the name of Vince Andrich. He's been a very, very, you know, successful player in the fitness industry for a long time, having worked for many, if not all, of the major players. He worked for me in Metrics, he worked for Weider, he's worked for EAS, and a number of other big players. In late 2008, early 2009, Vince was employed by Phoenix Labs, which was owned by a doctor by the name of Dr. Golian. Now, in essence, Vince was the CEO of that entity. Phoenix Labs, for those people who don't know, is a private co-packing company doing, you know, packaging and developing products for other ventures. And in essence, Vince, with his experience as CEO, was basically in a little bit of a pickle because the Phoenix Labs had been in transition. The former owner had died. This Dr. Golian had purchased it. There were some issues with legal, you know, complaints, et cetera, et cetera. And in essence, Vince's assessment was that, you know, what Phoenix Labs really needed was one of two things. An acquisition by, you know, a sector player that knew how to manage these kinds of issues, or, you know, essentially a reorganization team, which he self-admitted, you know, didn't want to be a part of.
Right.
So Vince was actually looking to exit Phoenix Labs in early 2009 and relocate back to California. Prior to actually making that move, Phoenix Labs owner Dr. Golian was solicited by an organization known as Venture Pharma.
Hmm.
And Adam Stewart, as he was known to everybody at that time, actually wrote a letter, and a copy of that letter is appended in the documents bulletin board, which you can refer your listeners to after the show.
Right.
In which he basically makes a host of gross misrepresentations as to the actual status of Venture Pharma. The problem is that in early 2009, I had decided, with permission from my Australian partners, to try and seek, you know, venture capital in the amount of $5 million to advance the medical landscape application of these whey derivatives. You will recall that in early 2009, the financial profile of the entire world was probably at a nadir in recorded history.
Right.
And the number of companies interested in funding startups in early 2009 was minus zero.
Right, right.
And in fact, I accessed some data from an organization called Nutrition Capital Network, which is a fundraising firm that actually specializes in the nutraceutical nutrition sector. So they, more than anybody on the planet, would have information as to the likelihood of succeeding in raising $5 million for a startup. In 2009, their data showed that less than 1% of their successful fundings were for startups. So when Vince told me that he had actually been solicited by a firm in Southern California, which is where I live, to basically acquire Phoenix Labs, and that they had access to significant monies, and you will see in, again, in the document section that they state that they have access to immediately $5 million and as much as up to $100 million.
Right, and on their website, which we're going to talk about later, which ironically was shut down a day before the interview, and I have a screenshot of it, they claim to control over $50 million in investment capital, ready to go.
That's correct. And in essence, so to make a very long story, you know, pretty short, the reason I you know, actually took the first meeting with them was because of feigned legitimacy. They had a patina of legitimacy in and around the advance that was made to Phoenix Labs that my colleague, my trusted colleague, Vince Andrich, was a part of. So that's how I got involved in them.
When a person
doesn't use their real name,
This is my next question. When did you actually first meet Adam Stewart?
March of 2009.
So when he introduced himself to you in his business card, it didn't say Adam Stewart Zuckerman. It just said Adam Stewart.
It said Adam at Mercury Ventures, but Adam and his partner, Ryan Page, introduced themselves to me as both being managing directors of a venture capital firm entitled Mercury Ventures. Mercury Ventures. You'll notice that Mercury Ventures is mentioned in the Murray Goulburn letter of 13 May as being a preeminent reason why the deal was canceled. And you also note that Mercury Ventures' website, which once claimed proudly, you know, being responsible for the Progenix deal, is now also been taken down.
Right.
And there will be screenshots of Here Today, Gone Tomorrow of both MercuryVentures.com and VenturePharma.com on the documents bulletin board that your readers can access.
Now,
My goal here is to basically respond to all of the accusations and all of your questions, not with my word, but with written documents authored by other people or independent entities.
Right. Now let's talk a little bit now about the chain of shell companies that played a large role in this whole scam. Mercury Ventures was a sister company or how was it associated with Venture Pharma?
Well, Venture Pharma is a wholly owned subsidiary of Mercury Ventures.
Okay.
And you've been given copies of the Wyoming corporate documents, and in the flow chart that you are in possession of, it clearly outlines what the perceived hierarchy is. What the actual hierarchy is awaits, you know, documentation by the appropriate investigation.
Right, and we're going to talk about that in a little while. That's where things get really interesting. But now there were other companies involved here as well, correct? Let me back up. There were other people involved besides Ryan Page and Adam Stewart Zuckerman. there were other partners involved in Mercury Ventures, correct? There was a
Again, Carl, the important point is that a signatory to the agreement on 8 November 2009 between myself, and Murray Goulburn, and Venture Pharma, the signatory on that was Ryan Page. Now, I instructed you to go to the Venture Pharma website
right.
and discover for yourself what facts you could obtain. So
right.
I will leave that discussion to you.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick up with even more intrigue and deceit as this starts to unravel. We're talking today with Dr. Scott Connolly. Today's show is called Protein Gate. It's going to get really interesting, and it's going to involve the federal government. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe. Even CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
LG Sciences pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from needtobuildmuscle.net, get the most effective insulin mimicking, insulin sensitizing, nutrient partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need to Slin. Need to Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need to Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need to Slin by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need to Slim today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Scott Connolly about Protein Gate, the plight of the Progenics company. You know, it's really funny because I'm looking at the obviously you can't see this without going back in time and or screenshots, which we're going to make available on the Superhuman Radio website after this interview. Dr. Connolly is going to send me a link to a variety of things that those of you who want to see for yourself what actually took place, you'll be able to go and see this stuff for yourself. But the success formulations, which is basically the bios of the three people over at Venture Pharma, a fellow named Ryan Page, Andrew Metal, and Thomas Zubicek. Have you ever met these guys in person, Dr. Connolly?
Yes.
Okay. Zubicek looks like a shifty guy. I don't know why. When I look at his picture, he just kind of gives me that feeling. But these guys here, what role did they play in all this? Did they play a role, or were they just in the background?
Well, you know, they play many roles depending on what day of the week it is. I think you looked up Mr. Zubicek's collateral activity.
Yeah, the guy can do everything. The guy can do everything. Yeah, he can do everything from levitate the dead to fix lawnmowers, it appears like.
Well, so. I mean, his LinkedIn speaks for itself, but the important point is that, you know, he's also the managing director of a company called Shared Financial Group.
Right.
Which is a subsidiary of Shared Success.
Right.
Which is a subsidiary of, guess what? Mercury Ventures.
I know. And that,
with an address at 3197 Airport Loop Drive, which happens to be the address of all of these.
Yeah,
entities.
Actually Progenics too, because it was involved there, but Shared Success, Capital Partners, the Elon Project, Ambition Magazine, First String. I mean, these guys just manufactured companies, didn't they?
Well, you'll notice that Andrew Metal, on his LinkedIn, he's managing director of Capital Partner Society, which when you go to their URL, claims credit for doing a Progenics deal. That's an absolute misrepresentation of fact.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? When you're dealing with shifty individuals, there's no boundary for how far you can lie about things. So they took liberty with everything, obviously.
The web is the perfect vehicle for someone who wants to commit fraud and lie.
And that's why I want to get into the meat about this now. Okay, so when do you learn that Adam Stewart has a last name of Zuckerman?
Well, I learned that in April of 2010.
And actually, everything went south in February of 2010, right?
Well, there was a reversion notice served on the company on February 11th.
And that reversion notice was served because the funding company, which was Venture Pharma and Mercury Financial, didn't come up with the money they were supposed to come up with, right?
There was a reversion clause, which, again, is published on the bulletin board, section 1.8, which stated that if an additional $3 million was not raised 90 days from the date of signing, 8 November 2009, Murray Goulburn had the right to revert. If Murray Goulburn reverted, I was then obligated to revert my contribution, which included the Progenics sports products, or my half ownership of the Progenics sports products had to be reverted back to its original corporate form.
Right. Okay. So how did you learn what led to you finding out that Adam Stewart had a different last name of Zuckerman?
Well, I'm going to reserve that for deposition testimony.
Okay. Okay. But you did find out in April, right?
Correct.
Okay. So in April, you find out he has a new last name and you start digging around, right?
I did what digging around I could. Obviously, I engaged my attorneys and they subsequently engaged specialty attorneys, notably a renowned criminal attorney, to look into his background.
But you don't have to look very far. If you just Google Adam Stewart Zuckerman, the list of information you will find is just shocking. Never mind, run-ins with the law for threatening, for terroristic threatening and assault and so on, which, you know, you can chalk that up to maybe the guy is young. But the really interesting thing that comes up when you start looking at some of the posts in the leasing industry is that he was part of a scam that the federal government called Lease Fleece, which was responsible for bilking financial institutions out of millions and millions of dollars, right? I mean, am I correct about this? That's what I found immediately.
Well, with one exception, according to one of the articles, Adam Zuckerman admitted that he was the principal organizer of that scam.
Oh, he took credit for it proudly, in other words.
Yeah, I believe one of the articles that's appended to the bulletin board actually states that.
Now, what year did Lise Fleece actually go down? I apologize. I don't have that information in front of me.
I'm not actually sure of the chronology of Lise Fleece. I direct the listener to the articles.
Okay.
I know that Mr. Zuckerman's, you know, issues became, you know, somewhat apocalyptic with respect to indictments and stuff in, I believe, 2007.
Okay, yeah, and it, I just found it. It does look like 2007. Okay, so here's the interesting thing about Lise Fleece. So Zuckerman is supposed to go to jail, but he doesn't go to jail for Lise Fleece for some reason. So that makes you wonder. You know, I mean, I know a lot of guys out there that go to jail for 6 months a year for owing back child support. How does the guy get away from bilking $50 million or whatever millions of dollars out of the leasing industry and not go to jail? That's the first question that comes to my mind. I'm thinking, gee, who does this guy know or what does he know that made him a viable asset to the FBI that they gave him a get-out-of-jail-free card?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, Carl. Obviously, there's a public document that says conditions of release.
Right.
That's posted on my bulletin board. You can read it and interpret it, you know, as individuals will. But
right.
As to the actual deal, I have no idea what the conditions of the actual deal were.
But okay, so here's the thing that I find interesting. The thing that I find interesting is that clearly this guy had some contact with the FBI because he was investigated and they conducted a fraud investigation, caught him. They gave it a fancy name called Lease Fleece, which means that everybody's high-fiving after they, you know, they nailed the guy. But he doesn't go to jail. And not only does he not go to jail, but he then takes the skills that got him in the jam in the first place, reapplies them and doubled down, and goes back into the biopharma industry and starts doing the same thing by creating all of these shell corporations and companies and positioning himself to start swindling people out of money. That's kind of like if a guy gets arrested and convicted as a pedophile, and then, you know, maybe he cops a plea because he helps the government or the local government catch a bigger fish. So they say, hey, we're going to let you go. And he moves next door to a school and he starts raping kids again. And the government goes, well, you know, we had to let him go because he did us a favor. I mean, that's the only thing I keep thinking when I look at this. I think, how does a guy like this perpetrate those kind of crimes, not go to jail? That's baffling to me. I would love to know that answer. As a matter of fact, I would love for someone to respond. We have to take a quick commercial break. But anybody out there listening to this show, if you know the answer to that, I would really appreciate knowing, because we could do a follow-up show, and I'll be glad to interview somebody from the FBI if they want to come on and explain how Adam Stewart Zuckerman gets nailed for fraud, doesn't go to jail, only to perpetrate fraud again. And I got something else I want to throw out when we come back from the break. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Scott Connolly. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody, Primordial Performance is blowing out all their pro hormones. They're discontinuing them. Here's an opportunity for you to stock up on some amazing products. Go to primordialperformance.com. I got an email from Eric Potratz. They're already running out of a lot of stuff, so if you're interested, get there soon. We're talking today with Dr. Scott Connolly. We're talking about ProteinGate, the demise of the Progenix product here in the United States. I want to read something first before we move any further. I'm reading this from my good friend Anthony Roberts' blog, and it's a reprint of something from beforeitsnews.com. It alleges that, among other things, it says, this was printed in Before It's News. Adam Zuckerman's sentencing continued to 7/11/2011, the furthest date of those who have pled guilty. A plea agreement as of December 7, 2007 is sealed. He reportedly wore a wire, contributed names and dates, plus will testify against many of those named in the suit. It was his building that he subleased space for many of those named in the, it's allegedly, the beginning of Operation Lease Fleece in an organized manner. So basically what I see here, and I'm just speculating, but you know, I watch, gangster movies, and I grew up in Brooklyn, and I know a little bit about the witness protection program and things like that. And I know that when you become an asset to the government, if you have the ability to help them build a bigger case and win accolades, you become an asset to them, and they will do special things for you, like keep you out of jail, give you new identities, all sorts of amazing things. I mean, one only need look at Sammy Gravano, Sammy the Bull, who killed how many people and so on and so forth, and he was allowed to continue until his ecstasy dealing became so blatant that the government had egg on their face, they had to have him arrested. So one would believe, at least I would believe, that Adam Zuckerman possesses a value to the FBI. And if he did wear a wire at one point in time, I have to also believe that they were babysitting him, for lack of better terms. And I would challenge someone from the FBI to come on my show and explain to me if there was any knowledge that Mr. Zuckerman, A, was back in the business of fraud, and B, if they knew that he was defrauding Dr. Scott Connolly. Because I have to believe that at best, they were derelict of their duties, and at worst, they may have actually helped him do this by observing it and not getting in his way. And that's just my opinion, and I'd be glad to, you know, I'll stand to be corrected.
Well, Carl, I think it's important to state, you know, a very critical fact, and that is Adam Zuckerman and his involvement in the leasing fraud was, in particular, a very convoluted, very complex criminal enterprise organized by a guy who has significant talent in such areas. It took a team of dedicated and determined senior FBI agents to bring this guy down. So to their credit, the FBI most certainly, had they not become involved, Mr. Zuckerman would probably still be in the lease business.
Right.
Now, what they know or knew or...
And that's my question. Have you met with them? Have you met with them?
Release agreement, I have no information
have
about
you met
that.
With
I
the
have
F-
no
have...
reason to believe that they knew he was using the alias Adam Stewart and forming these companies. I have no information to substantiate that, but I think it's important for the listener to understand that the complexity of lease was such that it took a team of senior FBI agents to bring him down.
Okay, have you met with the FBI? Have you been contacted by the FBI since this all went down?
I have met with both the U.S. attorney and the FBI regarding my identification of a criminal fraud that has occurred in the context of this dispute.
And are you at liberty to discuss any of your dialogue with them?
I would prefer not to.
Okay.
I consider it basically it was a privileged conversation.
Okay.
I can tell you that their statement to me was that they would take appropriate action on the information I gave them, and I will take them at their word.
You know, I one could say, hey, maybe they really didn't know, because let's face it, FBI agents are just people like the rest of us, and it's just a job, and maybe it's a little bit more serious job than my job, obviously, but, and one could say, well, maybe they really didn't know what he was up to, but clearly they know now, right?
They know now.
Okay, so one would want to see swift action. One would think that they would come forth and make some moves now to take him out of circulation, because clearly I would have to believe you weren't the only one that he was doing this with. Do you know of any other people that he was working with and defrauding at the same time, or were you his sole host?
Well, there are other investors in Venture Pharma. I don't know how much they know about Mr. Zuckerman's background. I don't know if they know his real name. I don't know if they ever saw the original agreement signed on November 8th. I have no verification that they were ever shown that document.
Now, he has an attorney that worked with him as well, right? Because the business deals like this, you have attorneys, right?
Well, there was an attorney who basically was the attorney of record on the document.
And but he brought that attorney to the party, or you did?
Correct.
Okay, he did. So the attorney worked for him. At any time, did his attorney ever address... Were you ever in the same room with he and his attorney at the same time?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Times.
At any time, what's his attorney's name again? Aishi?
His name is Hayashi.
Hayashi.
The Fortis group in Laguna Niguel, California.
Okay, Hayashi. Did Mr. Hayashi ever address Mr. Zuckerman in your presence?
Oh, yes.
Did he ever refer to him as Alex Stewart or Alex Stewart Zuckerman or Mr. Zuckerman or Alex Zuckerman?
In my presence, Mr. Hayashi never referred to Adam as Adam Zuckerman.
Would he ever use his last name of Stewart?
He's copied on several emails where the title on the Adam's email is Adam Stewart, Adam at Mercury Ventures. So obviously, he recognized Adam as Adam Stewart, at least with respect to email documents.
Do you know anything about, I'm a neophyte when it comes to law. I'm going to have to call my attorney and ask him this question. I may bring this up on a future show. Does an attorney have an obligation to his client if his client is defrauding people to like attorney-client privileges, or like almost like a priest would keep your secret, or does he have a responsibility to the law and the legal system if he's working with someone that he knowingly is aware of is defrauding people?
You know, I don't have legal expertise either, Carl. I can't even begin to comment on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting question to me, because if Mr. Hayashi was aware that Adam Stewart's real last name was Zuckerman, and he was aware of the reason why Adam Stewart dropped the last name Zuckerman so he could continue to perpetrate fraud, then I would almost see that he's complicit and involved too, and you would think that he would end up going down in this as well.
Well, I can't comment on what the legal definition of complicit is. I can tell you that in response to the 13 May letter of George Wray to Progenics Dairy Bioactives President Ryan Page, with respect to the point iterated in that document, one of the reasons being that they discovered that Adam Stewart was an alias, and that Adam Stewart was really Adam Zuckerman, and that Adam Zuckerman had a criminal record, and that was, quote, inimical to the interests of PDB and MGC.
Yeah, I read that.
Mr. Hayashi's response to that specific iteration was, I am not aware that Adam Stewart Zuckerman has a criminal record.
But he did use his last name.
He said, I am not aware that Adam Stewart Zuckerman has a criminal record.
Obviously, he doesn't know about Google. That's pretty comical.
Apparently, he doesn't know about Google.
Oh, that's pretty funny. I mean, you can find anything on Google
nowadays.
I don't
think it's funny.
Well, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm not laughing at your dilemma here. I'm laughing that he's either a terrible liar or a fool, and neither one of those is good as an attorney. Okay, so let's see here now. I want to get back on track, so let me look at my notes for a second. Okay, so now let's talk about the partners for just a second. I want to point something out. It's clear that Mr. Zuckerman has rolled over on other people he was involved with in lease fleece. He wore a wire. He's obviously out of jail right now because he cooperated with the federal government and probably helping to for them to capture all of his cohorts in this. So I would say to the people that are listening to this show that are the three partners or the attorney, that if you know anything, you better roll on him first before he rolls on you, because he has a history of rolling on people. So that's the first thing that I would say. I mean, I come from the streets, and if you got a guy who's a snitch, you know he's going to snitch again. And clearly, Mr. Zuckerman doesn't want to go to jail. He'd rather see his partners go to jail. He's already proved that once. And if you've ever bet horses, you know you bet past performances. What would you say about that?
Well, I would make two comments. The individual that I think would be most concerned about that is Ryan Page, because if you look through all of the documents that relate to this entire cabal of, you know, deceptive business enterprises, Adam Zuckerman's name is not on any of them.
Oh,
all of
God.
These companies are owned and organized and operated on paper by Ryan Page.
Oh, my God.
I would not like to be Ryan Page when the FBI starts really drilling down on
And them. This is classic behavior of someone who commits fraud. I knew a guy who went to jail in Las Vegas who ran a bunch of boiler rooms, telemarketing companies. And it took them, it was very, very difficult for them to nail him, because he would befriend some guy who was affable and trusting, but really wasn't doing well in life, and he would open the doors and treat him like a king and show him opportunity and say, you know, I'm going to help you out, and you're a great guy, and you're going to, and he would put everything in these people's names, so that when the Nevada Attorney General's office would come after them, he was clean. He had nothing. His name was on nothing. So that's a typical tactic of someone who's very skilled at fraud. They never put their names on anything if they can help it.
Well, I would refer the listener again to the documents bulletin board, where the letter to Dr. Golian is from Adam. It's from Adam at Mercury Ventures, yet the offer letter with a Venture Pharma letterhead is signed Ryan Page.
Yeah, I think Ryan, if you're listening to this show, you better get wise really, really fast. And if you have anything on Mr. Zuckerman, you better turn it over first, because he's going to throw you under the bus. That's a guarantee. Ryan Page will see the bottom of the bus very quickly. So where are we now with this now? So where is the Progenix product right now? Isn't it true that the Progenix product can no longer be legally sold in the United States? And if so, how is Progenix still in business?
Well, the original products, Carl, the ones that I introduced to the United States through my Progenix Party Limited partnership with Australia, can no longer be legally sold, as Murray Goulburn has issued a formal cease and desist letter to Progenix Dairy Bioactives and me as well. So
right.
I can't even sell them.
Right.
So in essence, yes, they can no longer be legally sold under the Progenix brand.
But in the meantime, Progenix goes on. They've claimed to come out with a brand new product, correct?
That's correct.
And they have a new chief scientific officer named Scott Hayes, who I emailed this morning and asked for two things. I asked for his curriculum vitae, and I also asked for him to come on the show and explain the science behind the new Progenix product, and I'm awaiting his response. I hope he does respond. I'd love to give him an opportunity to come on here and explain how the new product is as effective as the old product that they are no longer allowed to sell.
Well, Carl, no one on this planet Earth is more anxious to hear that conversation than me.
Okay.
So
would you
please let me know? Please
would you like to come on the show? Would you like to come
that,
on the show with him?
Interview is going to happen.
Would you like to come on the show with him?
I'll come on the show with anybody.
And
you know
it'd be
that.
Interesting to debate the science with him, because apparently he's supposed to be a very intellectual. I know that he's a personal trainer and he has a bunch of PhDs and stuff like that. I mean, he spent more time in school than the years on Earth, I think, when you look at his accreditations. So, it'll be interesting to have him on the show. Is it true? And I don't mean to, I'm not looking to poke fun, but is it true? I saw a memo, or an email, a copy of an email somewhere where Adam Zuckerman referred to this fella who is now their new chief scientific officer as spooky.
Yeah, I've heard Adam refer to him as that, yeah.
Okay, so that wasn't, I didn't misunderstand that then.
No.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I just curious. It just sounded humorous to me. All right, so Progenix can no longer be sold in the United States, but yet the company Progenix continues on. What happens with you? I mean, you have all of this intellectual property. This is the culmination of 30 years of work for you. This was going to be a $1 billion business for you. It was going to, I mean, the bodybuilding guys who are talking about Progenix right now, they don't even understand that what you were really focusing on here. You weren't looking at selling tubs of protein powder. You were looking at coating prosthetic devices with the growth factors. What happens now?
Well, I don't know what happens, because I'm not clairvoyant. What I can tell you is going to happen from my standpoint is this. My standing instruction to my entire legal team is to proceed to trial with this case as soon as possible, so that all of the relevant evidential material would become part of the court record and can be then further transmitted to any and all law enforcement agencies which may consider it relevant. Second, I will proceed to advance my career. I was on a trajectory to do basically two things. Advance what I started in metrics into medicine, which obviously was a very, very significant part of the $5 million impetus to raise the money. And secondly, to convince people that the American diet can be modified by a simple three-step process to basically mitigate any and all significant cardiometabolic risk factors. And I'm going to do that through the publication of my next book and licensed products, which will spring forth from the conceptual platform of that book to form a highly efficient, easy-to-execute, high-efficiency toolbox of nutritional products.
I want to read an email that I got. Someone anticipated this show, and the fellow's name is Van Loomis, and he wrote me an email saying, I want you to tell Dr. Connolly this. My daughter suffers from a psoriatic, is that a psoriatic, how do you pronounce it, psoriatic?
Yeah, it's basically psoriatic. It's
okay, psoriatic, psoriasis, right. Psoriatic arthritis. She was put on 2 injections a week of Enbrel and methotrexate. After hearing Dr. Connolly talk about the Progenix product having anti-inflammatory effects and apparently tested against Enbrel, he decided to take his daughter off of the 2 pharmaceutical drugs and instead gave her 2 shakes of Progenix Recovery a day, which, by the way, he parenthetically puts in here, thank God I stocked up on a lot of it. She never had to take another shot of her arthritis and her arthritis medication and inflammation medication, and her inflammation has been kept at bay. This stuff is magic. I mean, that's pretty impressive right there.
Well, you know, Carl, that's an interesting email, because one of the things that makes Murray Goulburn a unique company in this sector is their authentication. You'll be interested to note that anti-inflammatory activity, which was basically a cell culture demonstration that when you take human lymphocytes and expose them in cell culture to an extract of a toxin produced by E. coli, it's called lipopolysaccharide,
right,
and then measure the gene activation that occurs as a result of that exposure, the first and foremost family of genes that are activated are what are called pro-inflammatory genes. Principal among these is a compound known as tumor necrosis factor alpha. Enbrel and related drugs were specifically developed to inhibit tumor necrosis factor alpha. Mm. The problem with their mechanism of action is that they inhibit that compound upstream from its actual synthesis. And upstream from its actual synthesis is too high in the chain because it knocks out not only some of the deleterious effects of pro-inflammatory cytokines, but it knocks out your immune system as well. So one of the toxicities of Enbrel and related TNF-alpha inhibitors is profound immune suppression. My brother-in-law basically reactivated dormant tuberculosis when put on Enbrel because
of
profound immunosuppression.
Right.
So what we do, what Murray Goulburn does as a part of each and every batch manufacturer of their recovery product is to take a random sample from the batch and retest it in this cell culture medium against this anti-inflammatory effect. Why do they do that? They do that to provide an absolutely unique and unprecedented contribution to the industry known as bioassurance Q&A. So that every batch of recovery that comes out of Murray Goulburn has been biologically tested against that anti-inflammatory component.
Is there any way, in your professional opinion, is there any way that the product being sold under the Progenix name today can have any resemblance to the product that was being made by Murray Goulburn?
Look, Carl, that's a broad statement. Anything is possible in science. Somebody could discover something tomorrow that is better than Murray Goulburn's. All I would say is that if they are making representations, they, not me, them, if they are making representations that they have a product currently as a replacement for the original that is as good or better, please authenticate it in the same manner and to the same degree Murray Goulburn Nutritionals has authenticated their whey protein hydrolysis, which is a trademark Nature Boost.
Now,
if they have something as good as Nature Boost, prove it.
Now, before we go into this break, how are they still able to use the Progenix name, Dr. Connolly?
The Progenix trademark was owned by myself and contributed as part of the deal. The ongoing litigation is attempting to unwind the deal and return the trademark to me.
Okay. All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will finish up with Dr. Scott Connolly. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJBraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com. Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at SNIGlobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack, loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery. Go to SNIGlobal.com today. SNI Global. Train like a machine.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to this special episode of Superhuman Radio. Those of you who want to follow this Progenic saga, if you go to BodyRx, BodyRx.com, which is Dr. Connolly's website, you'll be able to sign up for the Connolly Report, and you'll get periodic updates and email blasts with supporting documentation that will keep you abreast of what the progress of this court case is, how it proceeds. I suggest that you do this. This is really going to be interesting as it goes forward. I have a funny feeling, and I don't know. I'm not saying that I have a big audience, but I have a funny feeling that if this reaches some of my media partners, like the Wall Street Journal and so on, who I periodically send press releases to, and they pick up this story, I have a funny feeling that Adam Zuckerman's fate is going to be sealed really, really fast. So let's see what happens. Okay. There's one other thing I want to talk to. Well, actually, it's a couple things, Dr. Connolly. Now, Mr. Zuckerman is no fool. He's a pretty sharp character. He's been around the block a few times, and you don't defraud people the way he did without understanding how to play the game. He did something interesting in the form of a preemptive strike, didn't he? He filed a suit against you, didn't he? Did I lose you, Dr. Connolly? Hello? Scott?
Yes, Carl. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Did you hear my question?
Not all of it.
I said, Adam Zuckerman is a pretty crafty character. You don't become the fraud king that he is. Maybe he learned from Bernie Madoff. Who knows? But anyway, without knowing a few tricks. And as soon as he realized that you were going to come after him, he took a preemptive step and filed a lawsuit against you, correct?
That's correct.
What was that? What was the reason for that lawsuit?
Well, I tell you what, rather than try to discuss that, I'll simply post their complaint on the bulletin board. So again, anybody who goes to the bulletin board with the documents will see their complaint and my cross complaint.
Okay, and they can get that by going to the website. I gave everybody bodyrx.com and told them to go there.
Well, I will send you a URL to the documents bulletin board.
Okay.
So for people who have not signed up already, they can go just directly to the documents posting and read all the documents.
And I'll post that in my blog later today for those of you who want to go and catch up on this sort of stuff. Okay, so where does Dr. Connolly go from here? How do you move forward?
Well, the first thing is, Carl, as you know, I'm a pretty passionate guy about this particular, you know, area of science, and I'm not going to forfeit the opportunity that I established to basically lock and load my legacy because of the likes of Adam Zuckerman. The biggest mistake Adam Zuckerman ever made in his life was to consider that I was going to be another one of his marks.
That you would just roll over because
that's
he's
right.
You would be and embarrassed. So, you'd be he hoped you would be embarrassed, maybe.
Well, he published to me in several emails that he was going to ruined my reputation and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Of course he was going to do that. What else can a convicted felon pending sentencing do?
Well, he could threaten you like he's done to other women.
Well, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't respond well to threats. My response to threats is a counterpunch.
Right.
That's what my response is.
Right.
What I am doing in the immediate future to secure, not only for myself, not only for the other investors, but for all of humankind, is the opportunity to do what I know I can do, demonstrate the power of these whey derivatives to impact clinical medicine. The instrument I am using to effect that is a motion for preliminary injunction to set aside $750,000, which, as you know from the documents I've sent you, was an agreement from the start for me, through a constructive trust set up by the court, to execute these studies. And that motion will be heard on October 1st.
Now let's mention something. You put $1 million of your own money into this, but it was told to you by Venture Pharma, right, that $1 million would be used exclusively for research, correct?
There was an absolute agreement on signing the document that $1 million was to be used exclusively for the medical research projects.
Now, had you ever been given an accounting of how that money was dispersed, where it was kept? Could you go and look at it and say hello once in a while, or what?
I have a record of the account number that the money was wired, transferred into. My legal team has repeatedly requested financial statements. In fact, just last week, my lead attorney made a very concerted push to get their attorney to provide the financial statements for the company ending 31 August. Basically, we're told to pound sand.
Really? They told you, go, just mind your business, don't worry about it.
That obfuscation, stalling, and lack of cooperation, non-production of documents, has been their standard operating procedure since they filed a complaint against me. And the listeners should understand that they filed a complaint and never served me. I actually activated this lawsuit by making what is called a general appearance, because I was tired of a public accusation without any substance hanging out there in the public domain. So I made this lawsuit go live.
So in other words, he was threatening.
How guilty does that make me look?
Right. So in other words, he was threatening. I'm going to sue you, I'm going to sue you, I'm going to sue you, but he never pulled the trigger.
He filed a complaint, which is in the public domain, but never served me. I activated the lawsuit by making what is called, here in California, a general appearance before the court. I activated this lawsuit. I want this case to go to trial.
Right.
I will not settle this case. This case will go to trial. My lawyer's instructions are, get this into court ASAP.
You know, I happen to know, because of the discussions we've had leading up to the interview, that this is nothing to do with money with you. This was going to be, I think the word that you used during one very passionate conversation was that this was going to be your epitaph. This contribution to medicine was going to be your epitaph. Didn't you say that to me?
Yes. It is absolutely my most outstanding contribution to my chosen field, the practice of clinical medicine.
Man.
And I'm not going to have that extinguished by the likes of Adam Zuckerman.
Yeah, no, he's got to go to jail. He's got to go to jail.
He is going to jail.
No, he has to go to
jail. It's just a matter of when and how long.
Yeah, will you visit him once he's in jail?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. All right, so what else do you want the listeners to know before we close the show, Dr. Connolly?
Just to be on the lookout for the new book. I think everybody who reads the book will get a very, very, very detailed and easy to execute plan to solve any and all problems they have with respect to body fat, blood lipids, blood sugar, et cetera, et cetera. I really think that this book, if it gets the attention that it deserves, and you know, Carl, we've had a lot of discussions about insulin and
yes,
so forth.
Yes.
Well, this is a synthesis of all of my ideas referable to the notion that the calorie theory of metabolism, which basically is the framework for this entire discussion and the entire dilemma of cardiometabolic degenerative disease, is based on a misconception that only the first law of thermodynamics applies to nutrition. The second law, The long arm of the second law applies equally to all aspects of metabolism.
What is the second law? What is the second
inviolate.
Law? What is the second law?
The second law has to do with entropy, but from a layman's perspective, entropy and thermodynamics, which is a very pristine theoretical edifice, entropy simply is a measure of efficiency. Two engines in different automobiles can produce the same heat from a gallon of gasoline. That's your conservation of energy.
Right.
However, the mechanical efficiencies of those engines determine how far that car will go in that gallon
of
gas.
That's right.
So the efficiency of metabolic exchange is the representation of the second law. And depending on which pathway is accessed and which enzymes are activated to dispose of nutrients either as oxidative reactions or stored materials, determine residual stored energy, which, guess what, determines body fat, inflammatory processes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
If you learn how to apply the second law in a useful and productive way in your eating habits, your problems with body fat, et cetera, will be dissipated.
When will the book
and
be out?
And you will never, ever have to count a calorie again.
When will the book be out?
I'm hoping to get it out by the first quarter of the year, and it's
okay.
going to be a very novel book. It will be an e-book, which is renewed. In other words, new editions will come twice a year. It will be delivered online via your email or at your home address. And the key thing about the book is obviously these topics require significant explanation. Biochemistry
right.
is not for dunderkinds.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So what this book will have embedded in it is animated links, video, all kinds of, you know, electronic chalkboard type of items that will make concepts like the second law understandable to the average person.
Will you come on my show and break the news when the book is available?
Absolutely. Be my great honor to do so.
There we go. Okay. All right. Well, look, for those of you who want to stay abreast of this, and this is really going to get interesting, I have a funny feeling, in a very, very short period of time, I'm sure that I'm going to hear from Adam Zuckerman, because I hear that anytime somebody talks about him and reveals the kind of scumbag he is, that he usually threatens to sue them. So I'm hoping that I will be added to that prestigious list along with my friend Anthony Roberts.
Yeah, he's got an army of litigators on retainer ready to get you.
Yeah, well, they may end up going to jail with him pretty soon. So they'll be able to sit in jail and litigate for the other criminals. All right, so if you want to follow this, go to BodyRx, BodyRx.com, and sign up for the Connolly Report, and you'll get periodic updates via email with all supporting documents. And maybe this will end up being a book someday. Who knows?
Be a movie.
Yeah, there you go. A movie. Okay.
Well, you know, Catch Me If You Can about Frank Abagnale.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Zuckerman is Abagnale morphed with Madoff.
Yeah, yeah.
So
okay.
Basically, you know, a new motion picture in the offing.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll see. Well, maybe that'll be his destiny. He'll end up, you'll help him get into the movies someday by having him finally convicted. And I hope the FBI will agree to come on the show, because I want to understand, really, I want to understand why a guy who does the lease fleece thing gets away with it. I want to know, because maybe next time I get a parking ticket, I can use a similar strategy to get out of a parking ticket.
Carl, you know? If you can answer those questions, will you please notice me so I can tune in?
Oh, I'll write a book and sell it. You kidding me? All right, listen, Dr. Connolly, thanks so much for coming on Superhuman Radio. Will you be at the Olympia this year?
I'm going to try.
Okay, well, I will be there.
I will be there.
Okay. All right, thanks, Dr. Connolly, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thanks, Carl.
And thanks for listening to this special episode of Superhuman Radio. We will see you Monday. I'll be back on the air because I'm taking the rest of the week off to go to Vegas. Those of you who will be at the Olympia, get on my Twitter. Go to twitter.com/triceptor, T-R-I-C-E-P-T-O-R, and I'll give you updates where I am. Adam Zuckerman, you should do it too. Come and meet me, bro.